and welcome to hell. My name is Sass, and I will be your personal demon until you've been processed. Your eternal damnation will begin shortly, but first, please fill out this simple questionnaire which will allow us to tailor our ironic punishments to your sins. I will just be finishing some paperwork until you're ready. Yes? Finished already? Okay, great. Let's take a look. Oh, dear. Well, there obviously must have been some kind of mistake. According to this, you are not nearly evil enough to be sent to hell. I guess we have no choice but to send you to heaven. Wow. You didn't really think that would work, did you? Oh, every time. Well, unfortunately, if you had answered truthfully, things would have gone a little easier for you here. It's just too bad, really. And that was actually the one and only time that you can ever improve your standing here. I bet you'll be regretting that for the rest of eternity, huh? Yeah, that's just a little bit of psychological torture before we get started. Okay, now let's pull up your actual record. Okay, let's see. Could I have another look at that questionnaire? Would you excuse me for just a moment, please? Hi. It's Sass. Would you mind looking up a record that I've got open on my screen? Yeah. Yeah, you see it? That's what I'm getting to. Well, what should we do? Well, do you want me to deal with it, or... Yeah? Okay. Yeah, I'll deal with it. No problem. Okay, thanks. Bye. Sorry about that. Well, this is rather embarrassing. It turns out there really has been a mistake. You actually should not have been sent here. Yeah, according to our records, you were supposed to be sent to purgatory for a while before being let into heaven. Before you arrived here, did you see anyone? Like maybe a thin guy with a scythe? Or how about an old man in front of some pearly gates? No? Someone screwed up. It just wasn't us. But on behalf of all of us here in hell, please accept our sincere apologies. This has never happened before. Literally never. Billions of years, and you are the first soul that has ever been sent here by accident. I mean, at least that we know of. But I'm afraid that there is a bit more bad news. I'm not really sure how to say this, but the thing is, you can't leave at all. Yeah, that's kind of the point. Eternal damnation means eternal damnation. There's no exceptions. Not even for us demons. Yeah, we're not even allowed to leave, and we just work here. Fortunately, we do have a contingency plan. Mr. Lucifer did prepare for this. Let me just pull this up. You know, with how much they talk about him on the mortal plane, no one ever mentions just how thoughtful he can be or his exquisite attention to detail. If it wasn't for his very busy schedule, I'm sure he'd want to apologize to you personally. But in the meantime, let me just... Okay, there we are. That halo that I've now created above your head will indicate to our employees that you are not supposed to be here. But, you know, if anyone gives you any trouble, you just report them and they will be punished. We take that kind of thing very seriously here. Okay, well, officially, you are free to explore the different levels of hell as an observer, but I'm guessing that wouldn't really appeal to you, because if you were the sort of person who enjoyed watching people suffer, you probably wouldn't have been sent here by mistake. So you don't want to do that, right? Okay, no. Well, our alternative option is I can take you to where you will be staying for the next, well, forever. Welcome to the Temple of Sin. It has 7 floors, 1 for each sin. Originally, it was meant to be somewhere for demons to relax and unwind between shifts. It seems the boss forgot that demons really enjoy their jobs. Yeah, they did use some of the floors for the first few months just to humor him, but that didn't really last long. So, Mr. Lucifer turned it into a kind of hotel in case anyone ever got sent here by mistake. I will give you the tour. There are elevators, but I think we'll be a lot quicker, more efficient if we just teleport. Okay, first we have Sloth. So this floor has very comfortable beds. They're very easy to fall asleep on. Of course, you technically don't need sleep being dead and all, but it certainly has its appeal. Time outside the bedrooms freezes, which means you can sleep in for as long as you want.
Sorry.
Just being here makes me sleepy.
I think we should move on.
Okay, and next up is Wrath. This floor is great if you want to take out your frustration on something. You can arm yourself to the teeth and fight through hordes of anything you can think of. Soldiers, zombies, ninjas. Yeah, this floor was never really very popular with the demons because, I mean, most spend so much time being violent that it's not really a fantasy. They don't need to do it in their spare time. All right, this floor is Gluttony. It's pretty simple. You can get any food that you want, any kind at all. You can eat as much as you want and only feel full when you want to. It's all delicious. Plus, you won't gain any weight. Yeah, once again, you kind of don't really need food. But, I mean, there's always the option of making yourself feel hungry. This next floor is Envy. If you want something, this is where you can get it. Ask for anything at all. And poof, you get it. It's yours. It works on implied envy. I mean, wanting something is kind of like being envious of a metaphorical person who has it. But if you're creative, you can get pretty much anything, even if it doesn't actually exist. Yeah, bad movies done well. seasons of canceled shows that were never made. Firefly, Clone High, Pushing Daisies. You never saw that one? Oh, it's great. Yeah, this guy Ned has the ability to bring dead things back to life. We've got a demon or two like that down here, but they get in big trouble when they do it. So, yeah. Anyway, just try not to break any, like, fundamental laws of reality, and you should be fine. You can even play out fantasies, like insert yourself into historic events or fiction, even relive your own life, but give yourself, I don't know, superpowers or something. All right, here we have pride. This is your personal space. Being the very first guest, you get room one. Well, I say room, but it's more like your own personal universe that you can control and customize. Take time to get it exactly right, or just let your subconscious loose and make it your dream world. You can even mix and match aspects of other floors, like a bedroom from Sloth, a kitchen and staff from Gluttony, an Envy entertainment system. You'll have time to get everything exactly right later, but for now, on with the tour. And here's Greed. It's basically a huge department store with infinite credit where you can pretty much get things for your pride room. True, you could just conjure up stuff from Envy or just will it into existence within the room itself, but some people find shopping fun. Oh yeah, there's also a large casino, but the decor is kind of tacky if you ask me. And finally, the best for last, lust. I read your file, so I thought this one might interest you the most. We had 500,000 succubi working here when the place first opened, but a couple hundred thousand transferred to other jobs when it was clear that no one was going to visit, including yours truly. Yes, I used to work here, but without a regular flow of incoming demon cock, there was little to do except fuck each other, and for some of us, that got super boring. Succubi do need semen, after all. The ones that are left, well, there are all sorts of succubi in here. All naturally dominant, of course. Naughty schoolgirls. MILFs that will want you to be their boy toy. Wild warrior women. Kinky dominatrixes. Some have big tits, big butts, big strap-ons. Of course, though, about half will want to change their appearance and personalities to fulfill your fantasies. They can look and act like celebrities or fictional characters, even people that you wanted to fuck in real life. You look excited. I should warn you, though. You will be the first thing with a real dick that these girls have ever seen, as well as the first non-demon. After billions of years, it's an understatement to say that they will all be very excited to meet you. You can't technically die again, but it could get pretty overwhelming for a mere mortal. I can sense that you're nervous. You should be. But since I'm a succubus and your personal demon until I finish my tour, I guess I could help you out by giving you a taste of what you'd be getting into. Since I've been busy working rather than obsessing over my next cock, there'll be less of a risk of me getting overenthusiastic. Come with me. And that's a command, not an offer. The girls tend to fuck by the elevators so they can pounce on anyone who shows up. So I've teleported us directly to the back rooms. Ah, here's an empty one. Oh, and it's soundproof too. Perfect. Now strip. Good boy. It's so good being back in my old outfit again. What do you think? Thank you. But from now on, you call me mistress. Now lay down on the bed. That's right. I'm going to tie you down. First, you are going to service me with your mouth. I'm just going to climb on top of this pretty little face of yours. Look at this. Your halo makes a perfect handle for your head. Lick it. Stick that tongue out. Stick that fucking tongue all the way out and don't move it. Fuck. What's the matter? Am I riding your poor face too enthusiastically? Suck it up, human. You're already dead, so it's not like that even matters anymore. Breathing's just a luxury. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. No, this is good. Oh, my tail's by your hand. Grab it. Go on, it gets so sensitive when I'm being pleasured. Do it. Do it. Or I'll give it a new home in your little virgin ass. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Fuck, that's it. Yes. Yeah, don't move. I'm just gonna fucking ride your mouth until I. Oh, then I'm gonna come. You're making me come. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh, yes, I haven't come like that in centuries. Oh, God. Now then, let's take a look at that cock. Is that what it was like when you were alive? It's not bad. But I think you can do better. You're dead. You are not limited by your old physical body anymore. Close your eyes and imagine. Yes. Now that is more like it. Ooh, that is the beauty of a cock. Oh, shit. Oh, I can't take it. I need it in my mouth. Oh my God. Oh, you don't know how good it feels to have a real cock in my mouth. The taste, it's the best thing I've ever tasted. Oh, God. I love
of your cock. Try stabbing someone else here. I can take it as deep as you want. What you were just experiencing was the illusion of the back of my throat. Yeah, I thought you might like that. I could do whatever you want to me. Human cock tastes nothing like demon cock. Now I understand why suck you like. Need this to exist. Oh God, by the way you're groaning, I can tell. My tongue is the best thing you've ever slapped this cock on. Fuck. I want you to come. I want to taste your... No. Wait. I almost got carried away. No. I cannot let you come before we have sex. Beg for it. For sex. For me to fuck you. You want me to, don't you? Beg for it. Please. Please, mistress. Please have sex with me. You poor pathetic thing. God, I'm tempted to punish you for almost making me forget who I am, what I am. But I think I'll take pity on you. Do you think you're ready? We succubus are lust incarnate. But first, a little magic to stop you from coming until I say so, until I'm through with you. Just put it in and you're already moaning like a slut. Does it feel that good? Yeah. Getting fucked by your mistress. Oh. You're gonna love it here. You'll be able to feel like this every day. Every second if you want. Oh, this is so much better than heaven. Oh, and if you think this is good, wait until you meet the others. They are half crazed thinking about cock, thinking about you. They will all want to pleasure you in every way possible forever. Who knows? With you here, maybe I'll move back in. I'm sure you'd want to see me again, right? Yeah, good boy. Mm. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, tell me this is the best fucking pussy you've ever had. Oh, fuck, of course it is. Oh, yeah. Oh, what's that? You wanna come? You do, huh? Beg for it. Beg for your mistress to let you come. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't take it anymore. Oh, my God. Oh, I need to feel your... Come inside me. Oh, come. Come for me. Yes. Come for me. Shoot it all inside me. Yes, fill me up. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh. Oh, God. That was excellent. Oh. Do you notice that you're still rock fucking hard even though you just pumped a huge load of your cum inside me? Yeah, like I said before, your body is not limited like how it was when you were alive. Refractory periods are just in your head, and now you can control just how intense and messy the orgasms will be. Now let's get you out of these restraints. Honestly, I wish I could stay, but I really need to be getting back to work. But since you've proven that you are a capable swimmer, I guess there's no harm throwing you in the deep end.
Girls, I just thought you'd want to know there's an adorable little mortal man hiding in one of the back rooms. Come and get him.
Have fun.
Mine.